Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Cook for Beginners. An easy cookbook for learning the basics by chef and cooking instructor Gwyn Novak is a beginner-focused cookbook that functions as a practical cooking 101 course. Rather than assuming prior knowledge, it aims to turn cooking into a learnable, repeatable skill by pairing foundational instruction with approachable recipes. The book starts with the building blocks a new cook needs to feel oriented in the kitchen, including must-have tools, pantry basics, and safety and sanitation habits. From there, it teaches core techniques and common kitchen terms so readers can follow recipes with less confusion and more confidence. The recipe collection is designed to reinforce what is taught, moving from simple preparations to more involved dishes, and includes a range of everyday meals and a few desserts. With clear, step-by-step guidance and supportive visuals, such as photographs and technique illustrations, the book is positioned for anyone who wants to stop feeling intimidated and start cooking reliably at home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a beginner kitchen equipment, pantry, and safety, a defining strength of the book is that it treats the kitchen itself as part of the curriculum. Before pushing readers into complex meals, it lays out the essentials which pieces of equipment matter most for everyday cooking, how to stock a practical pantry, and how to work safely. For beginners, this removes a major source of stress, not knowing what tools are required, what ingredients are worth keeping on hand, or how to set up a workspace that supports success. Safety and food handling guidance also helps readers avoid common early mistakes, such as careless knife habits or improper storage that can lead to waste or risk. By combining these fundamentals, the book frames cooking as an organized process rather than a chaotic guessing game. This foundation is also what allows later recipes to feel manageable, because the reader has already been introduced to the key items and habits used across the book. The result is a more confident start readers can shop with purpose, cook with fewer surprises, and build routines that make home cooking easier over time. Secondly, knife skills and prep habits that make cooking faster. The book emphasizes that good cooking begins before the heat goes on. It introduces core prep skills and terminology that frequently confuse beginners, especially basic cutting methods such as rough chopping and dicing. Learning these skills is not about perfection. It is about consistency and control, so ingredients cook evenly and recipes become more predictable. Alongside knife work, the book focuses on practical prep habits like organizing the workstation and understanding how to care for knives, both of which reduce frustration and improve safety. For new cooks, these details are often the missing link between a recipe that looks simple and a result that actually turns out well. When cutting is slow or uneven, cooking time and texture suffer and confidence drops. By teaching prep as a repeatable routine, the book helps readers move from following instructions mechanically to cooking with intention. This shift matters because the more efficient and organized prep becomes, the more realistic it is to cook on busy weeknights and the easier it is to expand into new recipes beyond the book. Thirdly, core cooking techniques explained in plain language. Instead of treating techniques as insider knowledge, the book explicitly teaches the fundamental actions that appear across countless recipes. Beginners are introduced to essential methods such as pan cooking and broiling, along with everyday mixing techniques like whisking, folding, and stirring. It also supports readers in learning the vocabulary that recipes rely on, so instructions stop feeling like secret codes. This approach is especially helpful because many beginners can follow a single recipe yet still feel unable to cook without it. By focusing on transferable techniques, the book builds a toolkit that applies to many ingredients and dishes. The educational progression is reinforced through recipes that function as practice, turning abstract explanations into hands-on learning. Visual support, including photographs and technique illustrations, further reduces uncertainty at key moments when beginners typically get stuck, such as judging how a step should look in the pan or bowl. The outcome is not only improved results, but also reduced dependence on guesswork, making it easier for readers to cook calmly and troubleshoot when something is not going exactly as planned. Fourthly, skill building through recipes that progress in difficulty. The recipe selection is designed to help beginners learn by doing, with dishes that feel rewarding without being overwhelming. Recipes are presented clearly and are used to reinforce specific skills, allowing the reader to build confidence step by step. The book includes a range of approachable meals and flavors, with examples often cited such as pasta bolognese, speedy shrimp sauté, and Mexican-style street corn salad, plus desserts like chocolate chipotle brownies. This variety matters for motivation. Beginners are more likely to keep practicing when the food feels genuinely appealing and not just instructional. The book also moves from very simple preparations such as building a seasoning blend toward more involved projects like roasting a whole chicken with gravy. That progression mirrors how most people learn best, by mastering small wins before taking on bigger challenges. By connecting each recipe to a broader set of kitchen capabilities, the book encourages readers to see meals as combinations of techniques rather than isolated formulas. Over time, this supports the transition from strict recipe dependence to flexible home cooking. Lastly, cooking for real-life confidence, speed, and entertaining without stress, a recurring theme is reducing the anxiety that prevents many beginners from cooking regularly. The book positions itself as a supportive companion for people who want to get dinner on the table more easily during busy weeks, and for those who want entertaining at home to feel less stressful. Its practical framing acknowledges that beginners often struggle with timing, multitasking, and uncertainty about what is worth the effort. By giving readers foundational guidance on tools, pantry staples, and technique, it helps streamline decisions and shorten the learning curve. The clarity of the recipe structure also supports real-life execution, so readers are less likely to abandon cooking midway due to confusion. Just as importantly, the book encourages a mindset of practice and gradual improvement rather than perfection, which is crucial for building lasting confidence. When beginners learn that mistakes are part of the process and that skills compound over time, cooking becomes more enjoyable and sustainable. In that way, the book is not only a collection of recipes, but also a framework for building a dependable home cooking routine that can grow with the reader. In conclusion, How to Cook for Beginners is best suited for absolute beginners, self-described non-cooks, new adults setting up a first kitchen, and anyone who feels overwhelmed by recipe language and technique. It is also a strong fit for busy people who want dependable weeknight meals, and for novice hosts who want entertaining to feel achievable rather than intimidating. The main benefit is practical readers learn how to stock and organize a kitchen, handle food safely, prep efficiently, and apply core techniques such as pan cooking, broiling, whisking, and folding across many dishes. Because the recipes are designed as skill practice, the book supports both immediate results and longer-term independence, helping readers move from following steps to understanding what they are doing and why. What makes it stand out in the beginner cookbook category is its deliberate teaching progression, pairing foundational instruction with approachable recipes and visual support that helps beginners recognize what success looks like. Instead of offering only quick recipes or only theory, it integrates both, building confidence from simple seasoning work up to more ambitious projects like roasting a whole chicken with gravy. For readers who want a calm, structured way to learn, it provides a realistic pathway to becoming a capable home cook. If you would like to support Gwyn Novak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.